Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady. So I hope that you are already enjoying this podcast season, I will call it, of finding your brave mindset. We did the introduction the other day, and today is now the time for us to kind of hit that level one, that first challenge day. So that question that I asked you on the last podcast was for you to write down a time in your life that you are brave, like, you know, unmatched brave. You didn't have to think twice about it. It kind of, you know, raised your shoulders up a little bit, maybe made you pucker your chest out. You just felt good about it. You know, I want you to really be thinking about that story now as we listen in on what we can do to continue to further that mindset of bravery, because it's something that we need day in and day out. So with your brand new book that I know you went and purchased and made it look pretty, I want you to write at the top of it the topic for discussion. The topic for today is everyone loves a great story. So all great stories are based on the concept called the hero's journey. So I've read an epic book or watched an amazing movie or two, you know, anything Marvel, you've seen a hero, right? You've experienced some of what the hero's journey is. There's this concept based around what they call bravery. So let's break down the hero's journey into these bite-sized little pieces. First, there's a call to action. So all epic stories begin with an ordinary person living in their ordinary life when all of a sudden something happens that causes them to be bold and in action, right? Their immediate struggle with the identifier or whether or not they're capable or qualified of something or willing to take a challenge is kind of the part of the trigger that gets us on the edge of our seat, right? Next comes the resistance. So as the lead character struggles with their call to action, trying to disqualify themselves or avoid the challenge altogether, they wrestle with their morals, their inner desires, and their sense of justice, battling between answering the call or ignoring it. Initially, the hero leans towards refusing the call until enter the mentor here. The mentor is a crucial part of a hero's journey. The mentor can be the person, an object, an experience that encourages, educates, inspires, or helps the hero believe in what they are doing. The mentor helps the hero plug into their bravery and commit to the journey. Now the hero is ready to cross the threshold. This represents leaving the hero's old life for whatever that journey requires, a full commitment to facing the challenge despite the roadblocks. Next comes test, challenges, and the innermost struggle. As the hero commits to the call and acts in the spite of the fear, he or she faces immense challenges, setbacks, fear, and ultimately some sort of climactic experience where he or she must muster up enough bravery in order to conquer the enemy. Think like Luke Skywalker battling Darth Vader type stuff here. Bloodied and bruised, this hero's willing to face adversity despite the toll on himself or herself, usually for the benefit of those that they love, right? Finally, the journey home. This is a series of events that includes coming off the high from the climactic moment and re-entering life as they knew it, but as a different person. The bravery that it took in that journey, what it took to conquer that foe, that physical or that metaphorical foe, changes that hero, making them more mature and different than they ever were before that call of action. Developing bravery can be difficult at times, right? But this hero's journey's concept is what we deal with every day. This is what calls us to face the big bad wolves in our lives, to take on those large foes, be them physically or metaphorically. Even if we feel that we're incapable or unqualified, using the hero's journey is a reference to the excellent way to remind ourselves that anyone can be an overcomer, that their fears can be developed just like their bravery can be. So when will you accept your next call to action? So we are rounding up to our first exercise in this book. And you know, for me, I want you to think about taking this book, and it's a workbook. You're gonna make this something that you are excited to go and listen to this podcast. Make sure you're checking and watching me all this month so you know when they're dropping, because this is like the addition to what you get to read in the blogs on my website, www.loveuplifted.com. or what you get a chance to even look at through your emails that are becoming day to day. So this is what I want you to write down. I want you to write down exercise number one. So in your workbook, I want you to complete this first exercise. It's going to be exploring that hero's journey. So for this exercise, you're going to break down your favorite book, movie, or television show. And I want you to think about what that hero's journey was for that main character. You know, if it's Batman, what did he face? You know, it will help you be able to illuminate the steps that you're going to be able to put into your life story. So when you look at it, you know that your story is worth telling. So I want to make sure that I go back over some of the things that you can expect in the hero's journey. So first off, remember they have a call to action. Write that down. The call to action. This is what makes the story epic. This is where the challenge comes in that triggers like this person to do some unthinkable things. And then number two is the resistance. The resistance comes in. Now this is where the you are deciding to, you know, take the plunge. Do I take the plunge? Do I sit back? You know, what are you going to do here? And then you have the mentor. You have the person that comes in and tells you you can do it. You know, for me, I am very full in my faith. So I take a lot of my things to God, but I have my husband and I have my kids. I have these mentor type characters. And then we have the threshold. We have like the actual test, the journey that is required in order for us to knock down all the roadblocks that have been holding us back. And then last, you know, it really comes into those tests, the challenges, and that innermost struggle past that threshold. Because once you're in that battle of life, once you're in that fear, you have got to be tested there. You know, what I think in the faith is you cannot have a testimony. I can't share my good graces, my love, or what he's done for me if I don't go through the test first. I can't show you the medal for the race that I haven't ran yet. I can't go through the victory without the innermost struggle. And the last thing is really the journey home. You know, what was the walk home like? What was it like on the other side of the pain that brought the fear to you? So, you know, I am just hoping that you are enjoying already from the very beginning. This is like enlightening my heart to go through this with you ladies, because I know how hard it can be to be brave, and definitely in times such as this. So I am inviting you to open up as much as you can. You can definitely share with me on your messenger, a workbook page, what you're writing down, maybe some things that you're facing, because I want to hear from you. I want to know, you know, what is this bringing out of you? We're going to climb deeper and deeper into this, but we are going to slingshot out of it like the victors that we are. You're going to be braver than you ever thought you could be. So as always, your Love Up Lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it. Bye.